Hello, and thank you for joining me for the first Activity Tailor podcast. My name is Kim, and I will be expanding on a blog post I wrote this past Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017, on how and why to teach rhyming. And this might not be the first thing we think of when we think of speech and language therapy, but it's a critical skill for lots of our kiddos. We know that those students with speech sound disorders, particularly if they have language delays as well, are at real risk for reading and spelling challenges. Rhyming is also a critical component of phonemic awareness and a skill that most kids seem to pick up without being taught. But we know that our children often need very explicit teaching and lots of it, very small incremental changes to get the hang of it. Rhyming is a lot of fun. It's really just the ability to manipulate the sounds within a word, and in this case, just changing that beginning sound. It's one of the earliest building blocks of reading. It can help with early writing skills because it introduces spelling patterns as well. When I'm working with students on rhyming, the first thing I like to do is use either very simple rhyming books or nursery rhymes. Nursery rhymes happen to be my favorite. And we might just read the rhymes and enjoy them, but eventually I'll start to leave a very lengthy pause, hoping that that child is going to fill in the blank for me. So it might sound like Hickory Dickory Dock, the mouse ran up the... And I might even give them the first sound. The mouse ran up the clock, and see if they can finish it for me, the clock. Or Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big... And I might even give the action of a fall to give them another clue, like, yep, that's what we're looking for here. And that's something that the kids can have fun with, are usually very familiar with. And I have at the end of the podcast on my blog, you'll see a link to an extensive list of nursery rhymes, as well as any of the other links or sites that I talk about in this podcast. The second thing I like to do, second activity I like, is from The Electric Company, that PBS show we watched when we were little. If you remember those two silhouettes. And the first silhouette had the job of doing a new sound each time, and the second silhouette usually had the job of repeating the same word ending. So you'd have ba, eat, and then together they'd blend it. Beat, eat, heat, s, eat, seat. And this is something you can very easily do in your own therapy room. You'll want to be that first silhouette player, changing the phoneme each time, and have the child just keep repeating that same ending, that same final ending, in this case, eat. Mmm. And they say eat. And then together you can say meet as kind of a choral speaking activity. And in the beginning, it may really be you, but they'll get the hang of it. N-eat, neat. There's also YouTube videos of this that you can look at online to get other ideas, as well as I'm giving you a link to rhyming families for different endings. One of the activities that I discussed on Wednesday and have also shown on Instagram is my sound wand, and I've had a lot of comments and questions about this. My kids love it. It's simply your traditional glitter wand. I've attached a Velcro dot to the end, and I have letters that I picked up probably at Michael's years ago that I can attach to my sound wand. And the sound wand, I tell the kids, changes the name of everything in our room. So if we have put a B at the end of the sound wand, now everything is going to have that B sound. So I touch the wall. I'll say wall, touch it, ball. Shoulder, touch it, boulder. Head, touch it, bed. And it's okay if the words end up being nonsense words. Actually, the kids like that almost better. And once they get the hang of it, we'll try it with a bunch of different sounds. Then we might use their Artic target too. So we have shoulder, lolder, head, lead. So you get the idea and you can keep going from there. The next activity we do is something all of us do for lots of different targets, is pulling objects out of the bag. In this case, you just pull the objects out of the bag and give a rhyme for it. Easy ones that you probably already have in your room are snake. And the child might rhyme rake, bake, cake, lots of choices there. Ball, a can, a star, a cat, a plate, a piece of bread if you've got food sets, bell, bag, ring, dough. I just use a can of Play-Doh, and a knot. Just take a piece of yarn or a shoelace and tie a knot in it. Pull it out of the bag, say the rhyme. There's lots of video choices for looking at different rhyming activities. Rhyme Time from Hooked on Phonics talks about listening to the ending and has a catchy little song about different rhymes. Sesame Street has an adorable Cookie Monster video. It's only not even 3 minutes long, where Cookie Monster is going into the bakery and he wants to buy something so delicious to eat, and he can't remember what it is, but he knows that it rhymes with buy. And he goes through lots of different things that it could be, but those aren't delicious, so that's not it. And he eats the letter I, and he eats the baker's tie. And then Guy Smiley comes in, and he tries to gobble on Guy Smiley before realizing that it was a pie, that was what he was there to buy. Some games that you might enjoy playing for rhyming: Match It Rhyme game, which is two-piece puzzles that you put together, so it's self-reinforcing. They have 30 pairs. I like to do games like this in a Go Fish style, so I'll put up a barrier for my kids so they can lay their cards or their puzzle pieces out, and they'll need to ask me. In the beginning, they might have to just tell me what's on their picture. So, Mrs. Lewis, do you have something that rhymes with dog? And if it's real early on, I might say, yes, I do. I have the log. Dog, log, those rhyme. Or if we're a little more advanced, I might hold up two choices. Well, I have the log and I have a pie. Which, do either of those work? Which one of those is the rhyming word? And let them choose. Carson DeLosa has a rhyming bingo game, Time to Rhyme. This is similar to bingo, but instead of just matching the pictures, you're going to be matching the rhyme. So if you pull if the call word is log, then you need to see if anything on your board rhymes with that. Or if it's tree, if you have the bee pictured on your bingo card. So thank you for joining me today. I look forward to talking to you again. Again, all of the links to what I've discussed are on my blog at the end of this podcast. And you can also pick up a freebie in my store right now, Rhyming Buddies for L. And that's great for those kindergartners who are working on spelling patterns and there are tick sounds. And you can really target a whole bunch of things with that activity. Leave me a comment. Let me know how you like this format, and I'll be back soon.